Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we'll talk about real life issues that you're walking through and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and teen life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Ladies, it is time to take our podcast off our phones and into real life. I'm so excited to invite you to Uncommon Teen Live, our annual conference for Christian teen girls just like you. So go ahead and head on over to uncommonteenlive.com and grab your tickets today. This week on the Uncommon Teen Podcast, we have special guest Rachel Powell. Rachel is the Chief Communications Officer for Passages, where she enjoys leading groups of teens and college students on trips to Israel to help their faith journey really come to life. Rachel, we are so excited to have you on the Uncommon Teen Podcast this week.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I'm really excited to be here.
I always love to start out by asking questions about you so that these girls can get to know you a little bit better. So the first one I'd love to ask is, tell me something, I guess it's not a question because I'm not asking. So tell me something fun about yourself that not very many people know.
I grew up in a very small town. I actually grew up on a farm. We had a lot of acres that we grew a lot of things on. But fun fact about myself, when one of my younger sisters was born, I was 9 years old. And in a farm family, you're kind of like, hey, it's your time up. So when my sister was born, my mom couldn't be out working that fall. So when I was nine, it was like my turn. And my dad was like, here's your tractor, here's your field, like this is your time. So nine was the first time that I was put in a tractor and put out in the field to kind of start my working life, I guess you could say. But that first day, I actually caught the field on fire on an accident completely. But that definitely was like a crazy experience for me. I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Like the field's on fire. And so that's kind of just a fun little story about me growing up.
So how big was the town that you grew up in?
The closest little village to me maybe had, I don't know, 1,000 residents in it just down the road. So just a tiny community in rural Ohio, but I loved it. It was quiet and peaceful. And we always had fun creating our own games, creating our own community.
That's awesome. So I grew up in rural Missouri and we had 120 in our town. And then I went to school in a town that had 2,000. So pretty close, pretty similar.
Yeah, I think my high school class had like 50 or 60 kids in it. So pretty tiny area for sure.
All right. So on the Uncommon Teen Podcast, we talk a lot about sharing our stories because we want to make sure that, you know, when we're talking to people who don't know Jesus, that it's easy for us to just share our stories. So I would love to hear your story. I know that you grew up in a Christian family, but there comes a time, even if you grew up in a Christian family, where you have to make that decision, either I'm going all in with God or I'm going all in with the world. So I would love to hear, you know, where were you at in your life when you made that decision to go all in with God? What kind of led up to that decision? And what has God done in your life since making that decision?
Wow. So I did grow up in a Christian home. I came to know the Lord at a very young age. And I kind of just always had this vision for my life of what I wanted to do, the direction that I wanted to go. And of course, I was like following the Lord through that and was like, I'm a Christian, but this is kind of my plan for my life. So I'm going to be a Christian and I'm going to pursue this plan for my life. And it was actually my experiences in traveling to Israel that kind of like shook me up and took me up to a place where I realized that like I needed to let go of the plan that I thought I had for my life. So I actually went to school for accounting and I was like, I'm going to be in business the rest of my life. I'm going to be very successful. I have this direction. And I just always felt this tug in my heart from the Lord that like, Rachel, like you've always been interested in theology and travel and ministering to like people your own age or younger than you, but there wasn't really room in business for that. And so over the years, the Lord just kind of like led me through this journey to where I am now of working for an organization that takes students to Israel to kind of help transform their spiritual walk with the Lord. And every time I get to go, I stand on the Mount of Olives and I'm like, I'm just a farm girl from like rural Ohio. How did the Lord take me from rural Ohio doing accounting work to the Middle East with students, like digging into the roots of my faith?
Yeah, I can totally relate to that in a way. I am a very type A, like think I have it all together. And one thing that God has been telling me, even just this year, he's like, trust me, just trust me. My plan is so much better than you can even imagine. I just have to step back and like, okay, God, you got this. Your plan is so much better. Talking about taking students and college age kids over to Israel, what is so special about that age group?
One of the reasons that we take students during that time is because we want them to have that experience, like experience scripture for yourself, like come to understand who Jesus is for yourself by going to where he walked and he lived.
That is so neat. I love that. Now, I know that God has placed a special message on your heart for these girls.
When I kind of like look at the world right now, and I even look at my own heart and my own life and kind of where I'm at, there's just so much noise. Like there's always so many people trying to tell us who we are and what we should do and how we should live, and so many things vying for our attention. And it's really hard to like cut the distraction and kind of think through some of those bigger questions as a teenager, like who am I and what am I becoming? And those things don't actually change as you grow older. You start to learn more about who you are, but you still want to keep forming who you're becoming. One thing I want to just, that's really been placing on my heart is being able to take the time, just dig into the Word of God, dig into your faith, and make like hard daily decisions to keep walking in that path. One thing that I've learned over the years is that we can make like grand plans and we can think and plan for the future, but it's actually the everyday discipline and decisions and choices that we make that nobody sees that are actually shaping who we will become. And so in those moments where the world tries to distract you from the daily important decisions that you're making, just remember that that's building your character. That's actually shaping who you will become in 5 years when you do hit hard times. Those moments of quiet with the Lord daily are so important as you look to the future, because hard times will come. But if you have that foundation, you're on the rock, and that cannot be shaken even when hard times come.
Yeah, I love that. And right now, like as a teenager, this is your time to build those habits because it's so much easier. When you become an adult, things get a little bit more challenging. So if you have that already built in your life, it makes it so much easier to, whenever you become an adult and life happens, to already have that set in stone. And I love that you talk about that because the enemy is really out to steal the word. And I hear from teen girls all the time, probably the number one challenge I hear from them, they have a challenge with getting into the word every day. They don't remember to read the Bible daily. They maybe read it once or twice a week. And it's like developing that habit has been such a challenge for them. And it doesn't surprise me because the enemy is so good at distracting them because he doesn't want them in the word. John 8:32 tells us that it's the truth, the word of God that we know that makes us free in every area of our life. And so he doesn't want you free. He wants you bound. Do you have any ideas for these girls of like, what are some things that they can do to really make sure that those distractions aren't winning their time?
That is an amazing question. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like that is always a struggle. No matter what stage you're in life, it's a struggle for me, like being intentional about praying and being in the word. One thing that is helpful for me is trying to limit distraction. So there's so many distractions from social media, from messaging apps. I mean, goodness gracious, I'm on so many messaging apps and group messages and different channels. But I think it's really prioritizing. If something is really important to you, you'll make it happen. It's finding what works for you. Is it listening to the Word of God? Is it reading the Word of God? Is it taking a walk and spending time in prayer? And I think you can kind of give prescription on like, well, this is exactly what works for me. And so it's what has to work for everybody. But I think it's understanding who you are, what you enjoy, and how you feel like you are connecting with the Word of God and with the Lord in prayer, and just carving out the time and the space to do those things. And it's more of just like, you need to prioritize your time and think through like, if I say this is important to me, then I will make time for this. And so again, something that everyone in every stage of life will tell you, something they struggle with the most, but even if you fall off and you're like, oh my goodness, it's been so long since I've done XYZ, the Lord is gracious in that. But that don't let that guilt or that like shame of falling off keep you from spending time with the Lord. Just keep pursuing, because He will keep pursuing you. So when you fall off, that's okay. Talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry that I haven't prioritized you in my life. Help me to be more consistent. So that's just what I would encourage with. Don't do it out of a feeling of guilt or anything like that. Like, the Lord loves you. He wants to spend time with you. And so I think that's the posture we should approach, like spending time with the Lord and reading His word.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned, you know, for some people, they, you know, is it reading the word or hearing the word? I was talking to one of the girls that I coach, and I was telling her about this. And I was asking her, you know, like, she was really struggling with getting into the word every day. And I was asking her, you know, when's the last time that you were in the word? And she said, and so it came out that she listens to the Bible being read to her, but she wasn't counting that as like her Bible time. And she was feeling really guilty for not spending time in the word. I'm like, wait, you're spending time in the word. And so, you know, maybe you are an auditory learner, and that's okay. You know, maybe some people have, you know, challenges with things like dyslexia and things like that, you know, where it's not as easy for you to get into the word. It's okay to listen to the Bible too. That is quite all right. So I love that you mentioned that, because I think so many teen girls are like, I'm not reading my Bible and I'm not reading it for this amount of time, but that doesn't even matter.
It's so true. And I think social media kind of gives us this like false image of exactly what an influencer says that time in the word has to look like, where it's, you know, you lay out your Bible with your cup of coffee and you have your 20 highlighters and your notebook. And those times are really good. It's good to have those times as well. But sometimes, like you said, for people who maybe they have trouble sitting still and concentrating, take a walk and listen to the Word of God. Take a walk and talk to the Lord. It doesn't have to be 30 concentrated minutes. Maybe it's 10 minutes of listening to the Lord and take a walk and you talk to the Lord and you hear from Him and you're quiet with Him. And so I think maybe lifting some of those heavy expectations that sometimes we see from other people, let's not compare ourselves. The Lord works in each of our lives in different ways, and we're each created differently. So whether you listen to the word, or you have a Bible app that you're reading through, or you have a physical copy of the word, I think, like you mentioned, like, Scripture was actually read significantly in the Old Testament. Most people didn't either have access to a copy of the Word of God, or they couldn't read. And so they would actually go to a synagogue and they would sit down and they would listen to the Word of God read to them. And so I think even understanding some of the history, same way with all these letters written in the New Testament, those are not like, there weren't tons of copies when those were originally written. Like, Paul would write them to a church, and then the pastor of that church would get the letter, and then he'd gather everyone together and he'd read it to the congregation. So I think even just remembering like cultural expectations don't have to be exactly the way that you connect with the Lord.
Yeah, I so agree. I so agree. And we're all, like you said, made so differently. When I pray, I cannot just sit down and close my eyes and pray. Like, I'm a walker.
Same.
I can't walk through my house either, because I'll notice everything that needs to be done that I haven't done yet. So I go outside and I'm like, I'm just going to talk to God for a while. And, you know, like, that's okay. Like, whatever works the best, just finding what works for you. And like you said, taking off those expectations and developing that real relationship with God. Because I think so many times we check those boxes and we can get so distracted. Okay, I read the word for 30 minutes. Honestly, I like to tell these girls that I would much rather you read 1, 2, 3 verses and get something out of that than read a whole book of the Bible and get nothing out of that. The time doesn't even matter. It's, are we digging into the word? Are we talking to God about what we're reading? God, how can I apply this to my life? That's really where the true freedom comes from. You can read, I have never been able to, and I never will actually, I have no desire to read the Bible in a year. That is something that I know that if I do that, I will get to the point probably within a week of just checking off the boxes. Okay, I read this, I read this, but I would not get anything out of it. And so I will never be one. I actually read through the whole Bible and it took me 2.5 years to read through the whole Bible. And I was okay with that.
Exactly. I love that. It's important to know that, like, just like each individual relationship is between different people, because we're all different, people's relationships with the Lord will also look different. And that's okay. And even in different seasons of life, it looks different as well. Just kind of maybe removing the guilt from that, I think that sometimes we all feel.
Yeah, so good. So good. Yeah, I love that. And you were talking about distractions. You know, one thing that I love to do is whenever I'm praying or when I'm spending time in the Word, I always have all these thoughts that come into my head that are like, oh, I need to do this, or I need to do this, or I need to check this. And I have a notebook that's next to me and I'm like, you know, I'm going to write this down and I'll look at it later. And the majority of the time when it seems so urgent, when I'm spending time with God, I go back to it. And I'm like, that it wasn't even that important. But so many times I used to get so distracted on those things and I wouldn't ever spend time with God. And then my whole day is, you know, I'm trying to work out frustrations and like, I don't have that peace settling over me. I'm not choosing a good attitude because I didn't spend my time focused on God. In the morning, I'm basically, you know, when we start our time with God, it's like we're like Peter walking on the water. He was so focused on God. And then those distractions set in when I don't spend time with God. And then it's like, oh, I take my eyes off Jesus. And now I'm struggling to stay above the water.
And there's so many expectations on teenagers, but I think it can become very burdensome and heavy, like you're saying, and you just end up taking your eyes off of Jesus and looking all around you and you do start to sink. And a couple of verses that take on new meaning kind of in like every season of my life, depending on what's going on, is like Matthew 11, 28 through 30, where Jesus talks about, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. When the Lord calls us to himself, he calls us to not something that's heavy or burdensome, but he calls us to rest in him. So when those things are heavy and when those things are burdensome in life, he's like, hey, I'm actually here to lift those burdens, not to add to them. He understands so clearly that like life can be really heavy and there are burdens in life, but it's just such a comforting thing to know that when we come to Jesus, he helps to lift that burden from us. He is gentle and he is humble and he loves me. And I think just resetting that makes us want to, as opposed to feel obligated to spend time in his word and pray.
And that word rest, he gives us a rest for our souls. It means like a vacation. It's a vacation in our souls. And I don't know about you, but I love being on vacation because it's like, it's just so.
Same. I remember the first time I traveled to the Sea of Galilee, and you can just imagine all of these waves and wind and tossing. And sometimes like our lives and our souls can feel like that. I think it's such a beautiful analogy that Jesus actually like calmed that, told nature, like, I am in control. And like, when I think about that, I'm like, he does the same thing for our souls. He calms the turmoil. He brings us rest. And when I think of rest, I think of a calm sea. I think of peace. And even if there's turmoil around us in life, like, he brings our souls that rest. And I think that's just like, it's such a beautiful picture.
I love that. And that story in the Bible that talks about that, like those are hurricane type winds because they're fishermen. Fishermen are used to seeing.
Yeah, they are.
Like these fishermen were like, we're going to die. It's so bad.
I know. I'm like, imagine being a sailor. And then like the storm is so bad that they're all just like screaming, Jesus, why are you sleeping? Don't you care about us? We're all going to die. Jesus just looks and it's like, where's your faith? I've got you. It's so beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, Rachel, we are so thankful to have you on this week's episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. This has been amazing. It's been you've helped me to see things a little bit different perspective than I've seen them before, but it's so good. And so I'm just so thankful that you joined us this week.
Jamie, it's been such a pleasure. It's been such a pleasure.
Ladies, I hope that this week's episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast really spoke to you. There was a lot of really great wisdom that Rachel shared with us. And so I hope that you grabbed some of that wisdom and are applying it to your life. All right, now I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. my beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, don't forget to grab your conference tickets. We have less than 2 weeks until the price goes up to the regular ticket amount. Ladies, I want you to get in on this conference as early as possible. And maybe you're thinking, well, I would like to go, but I'm just not so sure. Ladies, if you have the opportunity to go, I encourage you, get those tickets. This is going to be a life-changing conference like you've never seen before. Not only are you going to walk away from this conference with new friends who love God, but you're also going to grow in your walk with God. You're going to be learning practically how to live this Christian journey out in a culture that no longer is Christian, but is attacking our faith. How do we walk that out with boldness and confidence? All you have to do is go to uncommonteenlive.com and register for your tickets today. The prices will be going up on September 3rd. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.